balance it properly, remove the plug, and it should properly.
Okay, go ahead.
Testing.
Yep, we're good.
This is one, two.
Commission meeting Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022, at 7:00 PM, Borough Hall, First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 5th, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Barakia.
Here.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Here.
Mr. Curry.
Here.
Mr. Kraus.
Here.
Mr. Sawyer.
Here.
Mr. Sutton.
Here.
Mr. Walsh.
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Administration, approval of the July 5th, 2022, regular meeting minutes.
I'll move it.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Barakia.
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer.
Yes.
Mr. Sutton.
Yes.
Mr. Walsh.
Yes. Payment of bills from July 14th, 2022, in the amount of $243,986.09.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Barakia.
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer.
Yes.
Mr. Sutton.
Yes.
Mr. Walsh.
Yes. Payment of bills from July 28th, 2022, in the amount of $28,779.40.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Barakia.
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Mr. Kraus.
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer.
Yes.
Mr. Sutton.
Yes.
Mr. Walsh.
Yes. New business, correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. Number one, Henry Hudson Regional School is requesting use of the tennis courts for the girls' fall season. Number two, Laura Matlaga is requesting to use the grass area near the gazebo for yoga classes.
I'll make the motion to approve. I'll second.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yeah, so I just want to make sure, per the fee schedule that we're approving tonight, so the yoga classes, it would be $150 per session to use that area?
We broke it down to the hour, because it's $150 for 4 hours. So if you break it down, then it would be a quarter of that.
Well, is that the intent, though, of the fee schedule? Why didn't we do a one-hour fee, then?
I don't know. I do know that, even going back to when Adam had, you know, people using the senior center, that we could break it down into an hourly session. I mean, if you don't want to, that obviously is up to you guys.
I just think we need to be careful, but, like, what is the implication of, like, how long, what setup, what kind of time are we charging them for if they're... I mean, the way that, again, it says up to 6 hours, the gazebo, it's $100, mm-hmm. up to 6 hours for the grass area. I just think the way that it's written, maybe we need to change that tonight if we don't, if we're going to break it down. I'm not objecting, I'm just trying to be clear on it.
It's always been broken down over the years, depending on the amount of time that they use.
So that's been practiced, but yeah. I could tell you that you have to charge $150 based on the ordinance.
Yeah, correct.
So are we saying it's discretion of the harbor master, or are we saying...
Uh, don't know.
The borough administrator?
I don't have the history to make a judgment call, because I don't know, I don't have an assessment list of what's been done in the past, so I can't really make a judgment on that. Whatever the rule says, though, is what we should be complying with.
So what we're really worried about is if it's a four-hour minimum in the end, and she only needs an hour, why should she overpay? We're gonna actually chase people away.
So what you can do is you can amend your ordinance to reflect that, listen, it's $150 per, or for 4 hours. If there is any hourly usage, like for
right, instance, it can be prorated.
It's prorated on the basis of that. So what we can do is we can amend, or we can ask the mayor and council to amend, or we can ask, amend the fee ordinance to say it's either pro rata or flat fee of 4 hours for $150.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to screw anybody, for lack of a better term, but I think that if we, if this is the way it's listed, it's just there's other, there might be a reason that we want someone to use and do a minimum of 4 hours.
Having done yoga at the Outer Banks last week, I could not do 4 hours. I could do 48 minutes, but 4 hours would be really tough.
Thanks, Mike.
But if we need to amend, then let's amend it. At least we start fresh, mm-hmm. and then we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I think if you have a one-hour clinic or class and you want to give it into Harvard, you shouldn't pay for 4 hours.
I would agree.
Right, so maybe we should amend that. We're going to just deter people from using it.
Yeah.
Do we need to vote on that?
Well, that would come up with our discussion during the lease committee. How many rates?
Oh, okay.
For next year.
Okay.
Well, I have a question.
Unless we have to do it for the rest of this year, because this would be for summer 23 and winter 23-24. So we would have to do a separate resolution or amendment for the current year.
Right, you'd have to amend the current year and then create
it. Next year would be addressed in this.
I mean, I'm willing to approve this request, this correspondence, and then let's figure out what we need to do to make this better.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
But I have a question. So the Laura Metlaga, is she representing an actual entity, a business entity?
No.
Or she's just an individual that wants to bring people?
Yes.
She's going to be charging fees, right?
She's going to be charging fees. Mm-hmm. She did say that. I'm going to go to the.
Is she a business? Or does she like have an LLC?
She's not a business. No, she's just an individual.
Sole proprietor who's doing yoga classes.
That was true.
Yeah, and she's free to use it if for free, but she can't then say, I've got the spot if someone else reserves it. Right, isn't that it? And if you want to reserve the spot, so you definitely have it when your guests come. Then you got to pay.
Right.
She had mentioned that sometimes if she is raising money, sometimes she raises for nonprofit. That that's what she put on the form. Right.
So. Okay. Thank you. All right. So we need a motion. Well, we have the motion and it was seconded. So we need a roll call.
Yes. Mr. Baracchia.
Yes, we're not talking about the rates, right? Right.
No,
we're not. Because I have a question on that when I get to that, too. Yes, yes.
Ms. Hollander?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraft?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Consent agenda. Resolution 2022 Harbor Rate Resolution.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just the question about that, just discuss that. Briefly, one of the rates. Last year, we signed off on this, and with regard to the film crews, it was a $500 a day, or I guess it was less, it's $500 a day this year and a half. For 4 hours, it's, $250. And one of the things that came up on this, because we've got somebody who's in the industry in town, who's been involved with it a long time, is it sounds cheap. You know, because you think film industry's going to have a lot of money, and sure they do in a lot of places. But apparently, if you know the industry, and this is what I'm told, the bread and butter productions don't really make a ton of money, right? Their administrative costs are really tight on a budget, and that would actually sway some of them from coming here. And in the case at hand, where they were here, they spent $23,000 in 4 days on food, hotels, lumber, jazz bins, things like that. And I think
the question is it for us to make the money, you know, to make the 500, or we have a more reasonable rate, help encourage them to come in, let them spend thousands and thousands more with our businesses, and, you know, I think there's some merit to that, because they wrote it, I mean, they wrote a big check for that production, and, you know, the thought was, hey, this is not going to happen very often, because when you look at $500 for 4 or 5 days, it's another two grand, $2,500. That initial look is going to turn them away. Whereas if it's reasonable to come in, now all of a sudden they're here, and our hotels are doing better, our businesses are doing better, our restaurants are doing better. I don't know, I just want to throw it out there and get people's opinion, because when it was explained to me, it sounds like it might be a mistake to do that when we can get a whole lot more money for our businesses.
I think when we discussed this the first time a couple of years ago, what had happened was when the production company came, they had about 20 trucks, and they just parked them all over the place out there. And we said, you know, we're not making any money on this, the harbor, and that's I believe.
Yeah,
that's my recollection.
Yes.
That's how we came up with a fee.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I remember we did that. And what I'm trying to determine now is, well, if they come in and they use the harbor and they take up this time, okay, fine. But what are we losing if they don't come? Well, it's not because we'll lose or we'll make money at $500 a day if they come. I guess if they come, then they're going to spend. But if they don't come, I think the businesses lose more. And that's what I'm trying to, you know, it's anecdotal, right? I'm not in the industry, so I can't, but...
Don't they typically bring their own craft services? And
no, they catered here, and they spent the money here.
Depends on the production.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like, it depends, like, I've worked in production in my long ago days, so it really depends on the production and the budget size. I at the time that we had this discussion, we had talked about maybe the mayor and council putting together not necessarily a big film and television commission, but a group of folks that, because we do have a lot of people in town that work in this industry, to talk about how we could better approach this. I had the same conversation you did. But since we're probably going to be amending this anyway, would it be worthwhile to...
Well, before we go amending it, if you read the last page of the ordinance, it says the Atlantic Commons Harbor Commission, borough administrator, or harbor manager reserves the right to adjust or waive fees.
Right.
Right. It's agreed. Already in there.
Yeah, no, I agree. But then they would have to, I guess, so you would waive the fee if they had, so that's you?
I've never waived a fee.
I think it would probably depend on if there was an extenuating circumstance.
Lower the fee.
Yeah. You know, if somebody came to us, for example, and said, we're going to choose between you or Highlands to do this production, and Highlands charges X amount and you charge X amount, and let's say the difference is minimal, I think that would probably be a situation where we may want to consider adjusting the fee, right? Because I would assume most municipalities have some type of a fee for a production.
And ours is high.
I'm not saying have no fee, but a lower fee, something that would cover our administrative costs for managing it, maybe, but at the same time, make sure, and maybe if they bring their own catering crew, we say, you know, it's not as much, and you're not using our hotels.
But we don't have any anymore.
What's that?
We don't have any hotels anymore.
Yeah, well, but
I'd like to weigh in on this, if I can.
Go ahead, Mr. Krause.
I know you'll be surprised that I have a strong opinion on this. Number one, I think that the fee that was already on the book is most likely a very small percentage of any of the budgets for any of these production companies. That's number one. Number two, if you start arguing that people bringing people in supports the businesses, then why don't we let the in-transit boat stop for free or a lower price because they bring business in? So I do not think that we should lower the price. In fact, we might even want to consider raising it. So that's where I stand.
Thank you, Mr. Krause. Anyone else like to comment?
Yeah, but my understanding is, you know, if you're going to bring Maverick, Top Gun in here, yeah, they have big budgets. If you're talking about Discovery Channel, you know, House Hunters, things like that,
Those are the, that's like the bread and butter of the business.
Are you aware of any productions that we've lost as a result?
No, see, I'm not. That's the thing. So I'm saying, but I'm just hearing it from people in the industry that live here, that know the business. And I mean, if they're coming in and spending $20,000 the next couple of days, that's a big number for us, for most of our...
I'm just
something to consider. I'm not like, you know...
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think that unfortunately, the anecdote that we have is somebody who purposely was trying to promote business in Atlantic
Island. Right, somebody who really wanted
to
do
it. Who was making an effort to support the businesses. So I don't think that really great effort to support mm-hmm. the businesses is apples to apples with a random production company with no ties to town mm-hmm. coming in. So I think that there's, again, like when I worked for ESPN for Sunday and Wednesday Night Baseball, when we went into a town, we had our own, you know, either you had a per diem and you spent your money on breakfast and lunch, or there was craft services because it was, you know, a 3-day production and they were providing meals. So there's, every production is really different. You know, when I did commercials, we might be 3 days in one location and we would bring in craft service, and it was a company, like a company who travels and does a whole bunch of commercials, so they might be in 6 different locations in the city in a day. So I don't think we have enough information based on the anecdote to make a decision, but I do think more research on this and attracting that kind of business to town is relevant and maybe a council thing.
Yeah, well, maybe we should do that then.
Well, I think we also have to consider when productions come in, it causes this disruption to our existing tenants.
Mm-hmm. Right, which, so that was the minimum hour argument that I have, disruption.
So to not charge a fee, I think, is a disservice to our existing tenants.
Yeah, I don't think we should not charge a fee, but I think we should have a fee that brings them in, that kind of fits, and maybe it depends on the size of the production. Maybe that's where we go in. I don't know how we find that.
I mean, I think we would have to also, I think, do an analysis to find out what the surrounding towns and perhaps all the towns in Monmouth County are currently charging, because we might be on the far low end already of a production fee for a municipality. So I think we'd have to weigh all that in. Because mm-hmm. that's a good point, that there is, you know, there's wear and tear on our streets with those trucks that take up parking spaces, you know. So there is a cost to us that's hidden, right?
Shouldn't we assume that when we pass this ordinance, whatever year we found, we did, there must have been research done at that time and felt that these numbers were fair and reasonable for anyone coming to town?
I don't know if there was. I think we just had to pick a number, right? That's kind of what we did. We thought, like, what sounds reasonable to us? And I think $500 doesn't sound unreasonable, really, when you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Because of what you're getting for it. But without knowing the industry,
yeah, but again, if we haven't had complaints. I've never heard a complaint that, hey, $500 is killing me, and I'll come to town and take a, you know, mm-hmm. do a movie or anything. So if I could complain about it, I don't see why. Definitely don't produce it.
If I could interject, we've had two production companies in the harbor, large production companies that brought in like 6-8 trucks. Okay, and they take over the typically two to three tractor trailers and a bunch of box trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually take up the parking lot between the gazebo and the tennis courts. And we were charging them the full price, okay? Whether it was 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever it was. Wasn't it $1,500 for the one company
that came in? I really don't remember.
We had two of them come in, and fairly large companies. And then we've had smaller groups, like I know John brought a production crew in where they just filmed for an hour on the promenade and then left. They just wanted to get a picture of New York skyline in the background with the two actors kissing or whatever they were doing, and then they left. So, but the other ones were here. One was here, I think, 3 days. The other one was here a couple of days.
Well, maybe we asked somebody in the industry to go and give us a detailed look at it and come back to us. Even if,
oh my God, Sunday and Wednesday.
The building has power.
Recording.
Okay, so you're
okay. Yep, we're recording again.
Okay, for the record, we lost power for a minute or so, and we didn't move forward with the meeting, so we're going to continue with the meeting now. We were discussing the resolution on the harbor rates. So two items that we discussed but did not resolve is, one was the partial fees on the rental and by the gazebo, and the other was a fee for the film companies. We've agreed to look into each of those individually, but I would recommend that if there's no other questions on this particular resolution, that we pass this, and then if we do decide that has to be changed, that we would ask the mayor and council to revise the resolution. Is that okay? Is that acceptable to everyone?
Yeah, please.
I just, for the record, have to say every year that I disagree with the exclusion of the use of the kitchen in the senior center for the rentals. It's a hardship for the Historical Society when they do their annual, I'll call it, rummage sale.
Okay, thank you.
Why do we not allow this for insurance reasons?
Nope.
I can't reply. I sit on the board.
No problem.
All right, go ahead. Okay. So do we have a motion to approve the resolution for the harbor rates?
I'll move. Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Baracchia?
Yes.
Ms. Alena?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yeah, I just want to say that I will vote yes. I would like to see it at 5.4% instead of 4.4. I'll send you the details of why for a later date. So, yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yeah.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Committee reports, finance, Mr. Baracchia.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Wall. Year over year, we're up about 4%. That's on the operating revenues. Doesn't include fuel. If we include fuel, it's much higher, but typically don't like to look at that as revenues because within that number is the same profit margin, right? We tack on a margin and, right, and fuel costs go up, so it looks like a bigger number than it is. We have eight of 11 piers are over 95% occupancy, and that's good. Typical, like Frank's Pier, Pier 1, piers that don't float, they're harder to rent. So that really explains that. They were down a little bit on dockage and launching and probably the cost of fuel. I know I'm not going out that far on my boat, that, you know.
Most of the boats are hanging in the harbor.
Yeah, I mean, I stay close by, and because it is burning money at this point. So I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. And that's it for finance.
Thank you, Mr. Baracchia. Leases, Mr. Curry?
Yes, the only thing I have to report is that we have executed the renewal for the hot dog cart. And I would move that we push that to resolution with the mayor and council.
Okay, thank you.
You have to vote
second.
On
that? I'll second.
Thank you, Lori. Roll call.
Mr. Baracchia?
Yes.
Ms. Alena?
Yes.
Mr. Kurt?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
I have no report this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton?
No report.
Thank you. Clean Marina, Mr. Kraus?
No report, and I'm a little bit out because I've got a 7:30 appointment.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kraus. Good night. Thank you. Special events, Ms. Hohenleitner?
No report.
Thank you. Administrative report, Mr. Ferragina?
No, the only thing is we continue which upgrades on the harbor, aesthetic upgrades, I'm sure Mr. Fleeger will touch upon, but that's it.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. DuPont?
No report, Attorney General.
Thank you. Harbor Manager, Mr. Fleeger.
Just a couple of things, Mr. Chairman. We received a card from Renfest thanking us for helping out the Film One Fest. On a sadder note, I just want to let everybody know one of our security people, Julio Miranda, his wife passed away this past week. Last week, I'm sorry. So I just figured I'd let you know. I did speak with Michelle and Clark, and she's going to send out a sympathy card from the Harbor Commission and the Borough Council.
Thank you.
I also did receive a quote from the Shore Casino, but I need to speak to you guys about, are we going to have a tenant appreciation dinner this year or luncheon? And I need some input from everybody. I think it'd probably be a good thing to do this year.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, we do it every year. It's good for goodwill.
Mm-hmm. What's the quote?
I'd rather not say at this point because I still have to talk to the Shore Casino. I went there today again. He just gave it to me actually last night. I picked it up this morning.
In recent history, has it only not been done because of COVID?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, not the second time.
Right.
Second year. So the first year, no, was the COVID. And then the second year, no. But I think that was still somewhat residual. I think it would be a good idea. And as a result, we've really had a couple of obstacles the last two seasons that have been up above mm-hmm. and beyond our control, but certainly impacted almost everybody in the harbor in a negative way with the ramp and other items that have happened down there. So I think it would be a good idea to consider for sure.
Is everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
That's September. Yeah, I would like to do it towards the end of September. So,
okay. It sounds like everybody's on board.
Okay. Another thing, tenant, where we do the flea market on the promenade for the boaters. Okay, this would only be the boaters doing that. We want to do that on August 27th. I did talk to Mr. Krause and I talked about it at length, and that was the date we felt we should do that. This basically to bring up their fishing gear and stuff that they're looking to sell. It's a pretty popular event. So
we've had that in the past as well.
Yes.
And I know it was well attended.
Yep. And we're going to do it from Saturday, August 27th from 9 to 3. So 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
You know, in the past, it's attended. It's not an overwhelming attendance, right, would you say? Or, I mean, when I was gone?
It's pretty well attended.
I mean, people come through. Well, I guess
it's all the other boat owners buying stuff from.
Right. It is kind of, it's very localized, I guess.
Yeah.
Is there any benefit to, when I go to the fishing flea market over in VFW, it's jammed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's thousands of people there. I mean, we don't want to do that, but...
It is open to anybody that comes into the harbor. It's just the tenants selling somewhere.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it'd help the tenants get more people in to sell their stuff,
so.
Right? Because if you have a big crowd, you've got a big opportunity, better opportunity. And maybe if somebody wanted to put some tables, they're not tenants, we charge them. I don't know. If not this year, maybe just thinking through next year.
Okay.
You know.
You all have my meeting packet. You see my comments on the pump for our diesel fuel. There was an incident back on July 15th where a truck tore down some lines on Ocean Boulevard. That vehicle caused a power outage or a half power outage in the harbor. Took out our lift station, which was our sanitary lift station for towboat, the pump outs, and the harbor office. And but our dockmaster Ozzie was able to get that lift pump going before we had a problem in the harbor, because that lift is right beside his shop and it was almost full. So that's running fine. We lost one of the diesel pumps. Our high-speed diesel pump went, which is probably the most expensive pump on that tank. I've gone out. I've gotten the police reports. I've got all my ducks in a row. I'm just waiting on one more quote from Independence Constructors for the pump, for a new pump, and then I will submit that to Beth to go to our insurance company. I don't know how that's going to end, but I just want you guys to be aware. We're running on one pump. We're running fine. We're pumping diesel. We're pumping gasoline. But it took out the lines between the harbor office and the tanks. And there's 15 of those lines in that conduit. And it took out the one pump. So I've got the one estimate. I'm just their quote. I'm waiting on the other one. And we'll go from there. Roto-Rooter was in. For this season on the deck, that's where we all share a portion of the cost. Sissy's pays so much towards that, it's done every year. On the deck share, it's part of that cost, and we share a third of it. So it's broken up in three ways. So, and that's really all I have. You can see the rest of what's on there. We've safety trained everybody on the fuel dock, how to shut everything down, emergency, with our spill prevention and countermeasure plan. And we just received that. And we've got everybody signed in, and that they've been trained.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Flager.
Lou, have you gotten any quotes on generator yet?
Nothing yet from Sodans. I know we had asked Sodans a couple of times. I still don't have anything. So. I think I'm going to call around.
Assistant Manager report, Mr. White.
The only thing I have is for Brock. You brought it up at the last meeting, but the, as I said, the phone right there and Mr. Carabina, the quote for the head warden, if you guys, if you want to go forward or up with it or not, yeah, at this point.
Yeah, do well, we?
Yeah, Tommy said I should say yes, so I did.
Same here.
Okay, is everybody's aware of what he's referring to, right? Buying the anchors for the pyramid anchors for the new mooring balls that were lost, that we haven't been able to find in 10 years or whatever, to replace them. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. White. Now is the public portion. If somebody would like to make a comment, please stand, state your name and address to address the commission. Yes, sir. Mr. Fisher.
I'll take that then.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Mr. Fisher, we have our architect, Elliot Goldstein, sent a claim letter to the bonding company, and now we are simply just waiting for a response from the bonding company as to what position they're going to take.
So that's the bonding company for the construction company?
Correct.
Okay. So the construction company is still responsible for all the repairs?
The bonding company is.
Okay. I don't understand.
Yeah, so they had a bond that says, hey, listen, you're going to, you know, build this in accordance, and if you don't, we're going to go to your bonding company to say, hey, listen, they didn't do X, Y, and Z, so now you pay for it, and that's what we're waiting for the bonding company to respond.
And the Harbor Commission will have the flexibility to get another constructor, I think.
Correct, because we have Mr. Goldstein outlined in his letter the defects or the problems that we're having. The bonding company will respond to say, okay, hey, listen, how do you want to remedy it? And then we'll have the opportunity to bring in either another contractor or just say, give us money and we'll correct it ourselves. So I'm really waiting for the bonding company to respond.
Okay, and last question. How much are you talking about?
Right now, you know what, I'm not quite sure if there's a sum. Right now, there are a number of issues that we've addressed with the bonding company, but a sum I haven't put forth on that yet.
Thank you. Anyone else? Executive session, not required tonight. Would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn?
So
all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned.